Hi, Sally Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman. Daily Planets, Friday, 14 August 2026. Sun in Leo, ruled by the Sun. Planets are saying, about that. Mars action assertion is irking Pluto, control leverage. Sorry to be repetitive, but a light touch will get you places stomping around demanding your rights won't. So even though brinkmanship or law laying down may appear to be increasingly attractive in the next 48 hours, and even though you are unlikely to be especially intrigued by the make peace rather than scorch earth option, there is much to be said for exercising some restraint. So tiptoe through the tulips and try not to get snarky and engage, even if someone else doesn't appear to, shall we say, be doing their best to understand the situation, or what you are saying, or why you think their approach is inefficient, or. These planets are highly invested in raising the sensitivity level, whilst simultaneously lowering the threshold for giving or taking offense, or making it personal, or better yet, grudge-worthy. And yes, taking that big step requires a certain amount of confidence, or feigning a certain amount of confidence, in the long-range objective. Still, it's more efficient to look far ahead, over that or around that massive mountain range, than to rehash the past, the better to convince yourself that if it didn't happen before, then ipso facto, it won't happen now. Chiefly affected, Leo, Virgo, Scorpio, Aquarius, Aries, Cancer. And if you were born on this day, absolutely it's your point of view, or your interpretation, or your story, and absolutely you're sticking to it, and absolutely you have excellent, unimpeachable, and superior reasons for insisting this is the way it is. History, past performance, it's always been this way before. That said, the more frequently you can override your presumptions and entertain alternate scenarios this year, the further you will get.
Okay, tomorrow, Daily Planets.
The Daily Planets, written by Jill Goodman, produced at the facilities of WHDD FM 91.9, RobinHoodRadio.com, Sharon, Connecticut.